Well, that's a gift from Bethany to Gideon's International. Thank you, Mr. Vardell, for what you have shared. And truly, may we continue to support this important ministry of distributing Bibles to people in need, even at times when people seem hopeless, a Bible will fall out of the sky and minister to the person. I have an announcement to make. Today is last day. You can sign up for the YEG retreat. It's going to be held this Friday. The theme is on unity of the Spirit. And we want to see how we can come together so much more as one body. Part of the program is that we're going to have a worship workshop. Okay, and what we will be learning is will be used as part of a time of a worship proper. And we are going to end off with a time of celebration. A special dinner will end everything on Saturday evening. So come and celebrate with us. This will be our 20th YAG retreat. Okay, last day to sign up. Okay, please sign up downstairs. Now let's take a look at our memory verse today. And that's taken from Hosea 11, verse 1. It's a beautiful verse that speaks of God's love. Okay, let's read this together. Ready, go. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. You know, when I was looking at this verse, I was reminded what Casey just said about loving children. And, you know, it's not easy loving children, but yet when we look at how God loves Israel, how he loved Israel, since it was in its conception, from what it is to what it became, God's love was there throughout. And we can see that relationship between a father and a son. And that's something for us to appreciate in a deeper way, hopefully this next 2 months, that God loves us in a very wonderful way. Okay, let's read this one more time. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son. Well, let's turn to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we want to come before you, and we thank you, Lord, that you are a God of love. And we want to pray, dear Father, that we will continue to appreciate this love in a deeper way. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. And we ask, dear Father, that, Lord, you will be with us as we take up your word once again. We pray for your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the problems that plague Christians today is the problem of backsliding. It was a problem that Israel grappled with. It's a problem that the church today grapples with. And it's important for us to understand this grave problem of backsliding. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 3. In Jeremiah chapter 3, in verse 22, we read, "Return, you backsliding children." In verse 12, "Return, backsliding Israel." That would be good for us to define what backsliding is. It is turning away from God. It is a slow turning away from God and going wayward. It is coming to a point of time where we actually forget God and we become perverse. That was what happened to the nation of Israel. And Israel would try to come back. And then there will be the backsliding again. In verse 22, I will heal your backslidings. See, backsliding is not a problem that we just face once in a while. It is something that we can end up relapsing into. It is a recurring problem where we can go away from God again and again. It is like climbing up a hill and you keep sliding back. I remember when I was in the army and I was in Brunei. And this was a hill that was very slippery. And as I was attempting to go up that hill, I kept slipping back. I kept backsliding. And the more I tried, you know, I was carrying 30 kg of equipment. It was my weapon. And I was tired. And the more I tried, the more I backslided. And then the worst thing happened. I was halfway through the hill, my helmet fell off, and it rolled down the hill. And I have to start all over again. You know, backsliding happens to the best of us. One moment we can walk with God, and the next moment we move away from God. We become distracted. We become caught up, and we stray. And sometimes we feel as if we don't need God. Sometimes we don't even know that we have backslided. We can be in church serving. We can come and worship. We can be giving and still backslide. And this was something that God was very concerned about with reference to Israel, because it was not just a problem that came once in a while. It was a recurring problem. And more than that, there was the treachery of backsliding, deliberate backsliding. In verse 11, we read in Jeremiah chapter 3, "Then the Lord said to me, 'Backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous.'" In verse 10, "And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense." You know, sometimes we want to come back to God, but we still want to sin. We come back to Him, we try coming back to Him, but you know, we determine to also still sin. We come back to God in pretense. And God calls this betrayal. God calls this treachery. You know, sometimes children, they can say, "Sorry." You know, they come to you, they say, "I'm sorry." And then the next moment, they go back doing the same old thing. Well, I used to do that together with Pastor Mark. You know, we would tell our mom, "I'm sorry." There was once we had this vase, and it was my mom's precious vase, and Pastor Mark and I, we were most probably playing wrestling or something, and we banged into that vase, and it broke. And then, you know, thinking we can get away with it, we got some masking tape and tried to put the vase back together and pretended nothing happened. When my mom came home, you know, we had a big scolding. And you know, I said, "Sorry." But was I really sorry? The next day, we went back to our old ways. Children tend to do that. The people of Israel, they continued in this treachery. They continued in backsliding. They would come back to God, but in pretense. And what's the consequence of backsliding? God says, those who backslide, you will be rebuked. Backsliding is something that God is concerned about. It is something that we must deal with. Because if we don't, then God's blessings will be withheld. And this morning, I would like to share with you about the deep appreciation of God's undergirding love in healing our backsliding. There are three words that expresses love, and we all know what that three words are. I love you. But there are three words in this passage that expresses great love. And those three words are return to me. And it's mentioned four times in this passage. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1, we read, but you have played the harlot with many lovers, yet return to me, says the Lord. Love initiates reconciliation. Despite how sinful the people of Israel were, God's love initiates reconciliation. God will still reach out even though you can be far away from Him. No matter what sin you have done, no matter how far you have been from God, no matter how many times we have backslided, God initiates reconciliation. He says to us, return to me. You know, sometimes when I look at how fathers can relate to their children, and sometimes a relationship can be strained between a father and a child, a son or a daughter. And both don't want to budge. Both don't want to relate. And it's very hard for one to say, you know what? Let me reach out to you. Here, in this case, a father, God, son, Israel. God initiates. No matter what the son has done, no matter how far this son has gone, Israel is considered a harlot. Wow. You know, it's very hard for a husband to receive back a wife who's a harlot. And yet God says, yet, return to me. This was the first thing that spoke to my heart. That God would still initiate that reconciliation, that He would love us enough to reach out to us. And He says, return to me. So no matter how far we are, no matter how far we feel that we are from God, no matter how many times we have backslided, God says, yet, return to me. In verse 12, we read another return. God says, return backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you. For I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever. And here's another expression of love. See, anger is something that fathers grapple with. And sometimes when a father is angry, you know, you can feel the full extent of that anger. But a father who loves will withhold the full extent of that anger. There is that staying of that judgment. I remember once when I got caned when I was younger, together with Pastor Mark. And my mom came to us after that. You know, we really had a bad caning. And my mom came up to us just now, I mean after that, and she said something that never left my mind. She said, do you know why Daddy canes you? You know, I thought, okay, maybe, you know, Dad loves me and so on. And she said, you know, Dad canes you because he doesn't want to punch you. Because if he were to punch you, you will not survive it. Whoa. All of a sudden, caning is fine. I never forgot that. And it's true. If I were to be punched by my father, I would not have survived. And God's love is shown by the withholding of anger. We deserve the full extent of that anger, but he doesn't allow himself to express the full extent of that anger. He asked Israel to only return. I will not be angry with you. And sometimes we feel that we cannot come back to God because God is angry with us. But let me set that wrong thought aside. God is angry, but he wants us to return. He wants us to return to him. Number 3, verse 14. God's love never fails. Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city, two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. You know, one moment in the earlier passage, God says, I will divorce Judah. But the next moment, God says, I am married to you. Even God feels that, you know what, I cannot love Israel anymore. Within his own heart, he says, you know what, I will carry on loving Israel as a husband would with a wife. Even though the wife has done so much wrong, the husband will still say, I am married to you. And we see God's love as one that will never, never fail. It is a love that will continue no matter what. And I think that sometimes we take that for granted. He will remain faithful to his covenant. He will preserve the remnant. He will remain faithful to his people. And now we come to the last one in verse 22, where God says, return, you backsliding children. Israel is considered as children. And sometimes as adults, we can be like children, where we keep straying, where we keep failing him, where we keep going wayward. God says, return. Return to me, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Love heals our backsliding. Love heals our waywardness. Love heals us in a very special way. Love is something that is tender, loving. Here we see God repeating again and again and again. Sometimes, you know, I'm sure parents, they feel that, you know, I don't want to say anymore. Enough of saying. I've said this so many times. And they still do the same thing. I'm not talking about a husband or I'm talking about children. Love will repeat again. Return. Return, and I will heal your backsliding. God is going to heal Israel's backsliding. His love will bring about this very special restoration. Love heals the worst of backsliding. Love heals the worst of sinners. Love heals the worst of us. Love heals. And that's something for us to think about. You know, backsliding is like a disease. If it's not healed, it will come back again and again and again. In Mark 2, the Lord Jesus told a leper that not only was he going to heal him physically, he was going to heal him spiritually as well. And spiritual healing is necessary. There's the need for forgiveness. And there's the need for restoration. And there's nothing more wonderful than to allow love to lead us back to restoration. You know, I see God reaching out to us. And he says, return to me. And you are far away. And I see the pathway from where you are. You can be as far away as possible from where you are to where God is. It is a pathway laden with just love. Let love lead you back to God. And this is something that I appreciate very much. In Jeremiah 3, in verse 13, this is what the Lord says. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God. Now let's repent from our sins. Let's return to God. Let's reestablish our relationship with God as our Father through prayer. In verse 4, it says, my Father, you are the guide of my youth. In verse 19, you shall call me my Father. The Lord's healing of our backsliding brings about a restoration of a father and son relationship. And that's something that we can thank God for. That he would want to restore us into his love. That he wants us to draw closer to him once again. I have a little goddaughter. Her name is Ashley. And recently she had to go for an operation on a tooth. Her tooth was coming out in the wrong direction. And they needed to do a slightly major operation, and she was going to be under GA. And she was a bit afraid. So on the night before the operation, I spoke to her on Sunday morning, and on the night before her operation, I called her. You know, there was a period of time where she would just come to me and look at me, hug me, and then that's it. And the parents would always call her, say, okay, go and hug Godpa. Say hello, you know. And she will do it because she has to. But during that evening, I called her and I spoke to her. I said, this is Godpa, and you know, I'm going to pray for you. Tomorrow when you go for the operation, I'm going to pray for you. She said, thank you. Parents not at home. Parents were away. She said something that really struck me. She said, I love you, Godpa. Wow, that not just made my day, that made my year. And she has never said that before. And she said, can you tell Godma that I love her too? Wow. And that was really, really special. You know, I can just imagine how God would feel when we tell him that we love him. That when we can be restored once again into this very special relationship with him, there can be this very special restoration. Not only is there restoration, there must also be a post-healing aspect. Turn with me to verse 15. And the post-healing aspect He says, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. A post-healing aspect is that there must be spiritual feeding. We must feed our soul. And we thank God. We thank God for Pastor Charlie, who has been feeding all our souls this 40 plus 1 years. We thank God that we have one who is able to open up the scriptures, that he's able to give us understanding through his word. You know, there's a need for us to feed our soul. There's a need for us to put away our sins. And there's a need, when we do this, there will be spiritual steadfastness. In chapter 4 and verse 1, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1, if you will return, O Israel, say the Lord, return to me. And if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved. And you shall swear, the Lord lives in truth, in judgment, in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. Wow. That's restoration. That's the blessing that we can have from God when we are restored to him. If we return, we shall not be moved. You know, I thank God. I thank God that for the Lord's grace, this 20 years that I've been in the full-time ministry, 15 years as an ordained pastor. You know, I thank God. I thank God that he has sustained me. There were many times that I went away from God. Even in the initial years, where I was stray, where my heart was not right, where I would backslide. And I thank God for his love. His love shown through people. His love shown through blessing my life. His love shown through strengthening me this many years, this 20 years. Last Sunday, I went to the NTUC and I was approaching the cashier, and she looked at me, and I said hello in a very happy way, manner. And she looked at me and said, wow, you're very happy, yeah? And she said, is it because the weekend is here? Finish work, huh? I said, no, my work begins, well, I have to work on Saturday and Sunday. Wow, she looked, didn't go off day, no? I said, no, I don't have an off day. Huh? You work 7 days a week? And she looked at me. You know, I also got 2 jobs. And I said, no, I don't have 2 jobs. I have only 1 job. And that's being a pastor. And she looked at me and, okay. You know, I thank God. I thank God for his great love. His great love for bringing me back at the times when I strayed. I thank God for his love for healing my backsliding. And nowadays, when something is not right, when my heart tends to stray a bit, I catch it straight away. I don't let it continue. And I return straight away to God. You know, God loves us in a very wonderful way. Maybe you have strayed away from God. Maybe our hearts have deceived us. Maybe we feel that we cannot come back to God. This morning, I would like to tell you that God's love reaches the worst of us. And we can return. We can return to him anytime. We can come back to him. And this morning, may we be able to appreciate the love, the extent of God's love. He will never give up on us. Our part is to return to him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray and thank you that you are a God of great love, that you would reach out to us even though we can be the worst of sinners. We thank you that you are God who will initiate reconciliation. We thank you that you are God who will never fail in loving us. We pray, dear Lord, that you will help us to reappreciate your love and to be able to seek a restoration of our relationship with you if we have gone away from you. And we pray, dear Lord, that we will treasure your love even more and will not allow ourselves to go away from you. So this morning we pray that you will bless us and help us to constantly seek to develop this relationship with you, you as our Father. So we ask for your blessing as we give this offering to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give our offering. Let's remain standing as we go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray as I give you the benediction. And now may the great love of God surround us in a very special way. And through that love, through that expression of great love in so many ways, we will be drawn back to him. We will treasure him and we will hold fast to him. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to be steadfast, that we will keep focusing on the Lord Jesus and not stray. And may the fellowship of the Spirit of God continue to encourage us and comfort us each and every day till the Lord Jesus comes for us, in whose mighty name, through whose mighty name we pray. Amen.